Nice to see you. How are you?
It's not every day a prime minister feels relieved to step into a crisis that has the potential of developing into war. But that may well be the way Boris Johnson feels arriving here in Kyiv, away from the Partygate scandal, hoping to deflect attention at home. Here, the prime minister is facing what he called a grim reality. But he's a welcome friend, coming with new funding, some $118 million to fight corruption.
Alongside other countries, we are also preparing a package of sanctions and other measures to be enacted the moment the first Russian toe cap crosses further into Ukrainian territory.
The UK has so far trained more than 22,000 Ukrainian soldiers and donated more than $2.5 million in defense aid. These are days of frantic diplomacy. It feels like Kyiv has become the center of Europe. There's not one day that goes by without a high-level visit. Money and weaponry are also pouring in. But there's one crucial point that is still lacking, and that is a united front among NATO members. This image could only worry Ukraine. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban at the Kremlin, meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin. The visit was about signing an energy deal, but the Ukraine crisis took center stage there too. Orban has ruled out any NATO deployment to his country. Around the same time, in Kyiv, President Zelensky was meeting with the Polish Prime Minister. Gas was also on the agenda here, finding ways for Ukraine to rely less on Russia when it comes to energy supplies. The Ukrainian president would have also urged his visitors to tone down the rhetoric, feeling that the already fragile economy could go in a tailspin. His message to Ukrainians: this is not the time to panic yet, and the country is well prepared. The government has issued a map with more than 5,000 shelters around Kyiv, the main ones being the Soviet-built subway stations. For now, life goes on as usual.
I feel people are worried in words, but not in action. If you're talking about people leaving the city or stocking up on food or looking for bomb shelters, I don't think that's happening. I don't know anyone who's thinking like that.
What she, like world leaders, also doesn't know is how all this will end up. This is not only about the sovereignty of Ukraine or its right to one day become part of NATO. It's also about drawing new lines, East and West competing over the new security architecture of Europe. Ukrainians hope they won't be left out in the cold. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.